meeting of the special meeting of the Holiday Island Suburban Improvement District Board of Commissioners for Wednesday, April 1st, 2026 at 2 p.m. is now called to order. We'll stand and pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the secretary please take the roll?
Commissioner Reagan.
Here.
Commissioner Rocha.
Here.
Commissioner Stuve, here. Commissioner Englund.
Here.
Commissioner Rouse.
Here.
I declare a quorum. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
I'll second it.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of approving the agenda, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, the agenda's approved. Any announcements?
Do we want to talk about the date for?
Yeah.
So we're trying to come up with a date for the joint meeting with the city again. May 2nd's looking like the best date so far.
It's a Saturday.
So it's a Saturday, yeah, it's going to be a Saturday morning meeting again. So anybody can check their calendars and that way I can, not going to work for you?
Not going to work for me.
Okay.
I can see if I can move stuff around, but I don't know.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
All right, let me know.
And anybody else okay with second, assuming, yeah, just, and then according to the mayor, he's going to go to a wedding the following Saturday.
The 9th.
He's basically going to be presenting and the main moderator for that meeting.
So, why?
I don't know if it was Cindy Reagan. I don't know about Cindy Reagan yet. I don't think we've asked her yet. We're trying to iron out a date. But
we're trying to figure out a date first.
Even if she moderates, it's mainly, he said he's got something he would...
A draft drawn up for an outline of moving forward.
That he wants to share. So I figured that's a way, you know, let him present. So...
I think it's all well and good, but in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, you know, you're saying May 2nd, we have a big meeting later in the month, the whole thing could be turned upside down.
Oh, actually that's a great point.
That's
late
another
news.
That's another announcement. So the city asked for a contingency through the judge.
A continuance, not a continuance.
Or continuance to go through all the material, and the judge granted it to him yesterday.
And it was agreed to by all parties. So the order is, I just looked on the board this morning, as of yesterday, the judge passed the order, and in a nutshell, it's adding 120 days.
To everything.
To all the previous dates.
So the May 26th date will now be, well, probably be in October, but the main date is September 23rd, will be 120 days out.
Wow.
So we're now looking at October before we know anything.
So that is late breaking. That is just off the water in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
So that's our announcements.
This started 2 weeks before we came on the board, or 2 weeks after. Mm-hmm. It's been going on for over 2 years. Mm-hmm. The only thing that's happening is we're paying a hell of a lot of money for attorneys. Nothing is happening.
And that's why we still want to move forward with this joint meeting.
Well, we can, but it's...
And Matt said that it was fine for us to do the joint meeting, so.
And their attorney, I also believe.
Justin, yeah. Yes, they said it was fine.
So.
It just keeps going on and on and on. And the only thing that happens, the attorneys just keep sending more bills.
Yeah.
I'm real disappointed in that news, but.
Yeah.
It is what it is. We can't do anything about it.
Yep, they asked, the judge granted it, so. Here we are.
Yeah. I'd like to announce they are working on pickleball courts. But I'm told they'll probably be done Friday.
They're done now. They finished up this morning.
But the big caveat is you can't do anything on that court for 2 weeks.
Oh.
Which I didn't know that going in, but Doug's... I'm getting the pickleballers bitching me. We didn't tell them it was going to be down for 2 weeks.
And we didn't know.
I didn't
know. So now they got to go to Eureka to play and pay money. No, it's the end of the world.
They finished up this morning, so.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Yeah.
Jeez, we give them all the service. They complain that it takes 2 weeks. And I also, Janice told me that they're replacing two windscreens?
They did.
Yeah.
They were, we got a cost of them, they're cheap, so I just said replace them because they're tore.
Cool.
So we got two new windscreens, the new nets, and all the new paint down. So.
Okay, so now we're just in a waiting game.
Yep.
Just work it dry. Get I mentioned to Janice that she was going to have her guys go take a look at it. But some of the chain link fence, the wires are broke from at the bottom, so the fence goes out, the ball goes up.
Yeah.
She said she would get her guys to...
They were going to go get some ties for it and then some spices for that fence post rail to tighten it up to.
But other than that, I think it's going to be fine.
It looks good.
Yeah, it looks nice. I went by and looked at it, but I didn't know it was done.
Yeah, they sent the bill out this morning and packed up, so... And they grinded it. Them cracks, you can see the cracks, but they are flat. I mean, they grinded them completely flat, refilled them, and done.
So do we have it locked so that no one can get into it for the... Okay. And
I didn't walk on it, but from standing outside, it looks nice.
Yeah, it does.
Do we have a sign up?
She had a sign up, but it blew away. So, yeah, we're working on keeping a sign up.
Any other announcements?
That's
so, so basically, we are tentative. Is that second May work for going back to the joint meeting, other than Nicole trying to get back with us? We'll see. And if that doesn't work, then I think we might have to even push it further out, which it's not earth shattering, so it may have to be like maybe the third week in May.
Yeah,
that's fine. I mean, yeah.
We're trying to make sure we're all there.
It's hard to get a dozen people all together on the same day with a calendar, so, you know,
especially in summer.
In summer. In the summer, right. Okay.
All right. Onward.
Any reports? Is that basically what you just covered?
Yep. Like we
a couple other things I was wondering about. We haven't heard anything on this. The firemaker guys, when are they going to start?
You know what? I don't know. I will have to check in with them.
Well, it came up. Somebody bitched at me yesterday why we don't have firemen out painting hybrids. And I said, we hired a company.
Yeah. I signed the contract with them. So.
I'm sorry?
I signed the contract with them, so now I just need to get a... I'll have to narrow them down on a start date.
Okay, because I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, because they're supposed to do twice a year.
So it's twice a year, so...
And another thing, since we're talking about that, Asteria, we are set up for Asteria's second scan, too. So they should be coming in and doing that pretty soon.
And a question on that is, of the stuff that they found the last time, and it was pretty significant... How much of that have we repaired or recovered?
All the major leaks we just finished up, so that's why we went ahead and rescheduled for the other scan, and we haven't got true numbers. The percentage has not dropped hardly at all.
Really?
Yeah. So we're hoping that the scan either shows more leaks or we're just, I don't know. That's what the other...
I mean, they say that all these things are leaking, this many gallons an hour. Excuse me, and we fix them.
Yep.
And it's still the same.
It's negligible yourself.
What's wrong with this picture?
Well,
how can that be?
I was not seeing the percentage drop that I wanted to. I mean, it's minimal.
Have we engaged back with Asteria and said, is this a normal occurrence? I mean,
no, all we did was engage with them and just said, we're ready to start doing the major leaks are fixed. Let's do another scan.
I would be interested to see what their feedback is based on. To Randy's point,
yeah.
It's like those were 5 million gallons a year.
Yeah, they were a lot. They were huge.
Yeah. So if it's not that, makes it even more scary for what our system looks like.
And one of the biggest leaks we found without even showing up on the map, which was at the country club bathroom.
And I've heard from other residents who've known about leaks that have been in like neighborhood blocks and stuff. They're like, oh, it's always been wet. Now it's no longer wet. So I know that it's made a difference. But to say it's not, we're not seeing it in the numbers is interesting.
One other quick question is at the clubhouse, the doors are all done?
Yes.
So we're good there as far as
handicap ADA
handicap
done.
Accessible, at least getting into the ballroom.
Yep. And then they did repairs on the restaurant doors. They fixed the hinge and then put weather stripping on it too.
There was one thing I would ask Misty if you can follow up on the new swing doors. When I was up there kind of testing it and with her after they were left, the timing for when it closes is pretty quick. And so I thought if I wanted to see if I could stop it, like, you know, walk in between, and I didn't see it, it didn't stop on me.
Didn't have a sensitivity on it?
So either we need to keep those doors open a lot longer, in my opinion, and she was going to look into that and talk to them. This was a few days ago, so maybe resolve.
How did you have a timeline on it?
It was quick. I mean, from a time it swung all the way open, it waited like maybe a three count, and then it started closing again. And so if somebody's using a locker or something, and I would hate to be, you know, that's an accident waiting to happen. Either we put a sensor on somehow, like you kind of some
surprise. No, I think there's a rheostat timer that you can adjust that.
Yeah, we just need to keep it open longer, I think. That was my opinion.
Well, I agree because of our demographics here of 70% of the people are over 70 years old. They need a longer closed time on the door.
Yeah.
So if you could just check on that to make sure.
And not that I want to prolong this any, but also the number nine, the nine-hole course, all the bridges are roped off and gated off and closed. Because we've had some bad boards, and Jack and another guy went and looked at them, and as he's walking across the bridge to get measurements, fell through.
Oh.
So, scuffed his knee up pretty bad, and then, so all the bridges are roped off, and I'm going to go measure them tomorrow, and then I'm going to think about doing grading, get rid of the boards completely and do a metal grading across the bridges. So that way we get a little bit longer life out of it.
Well, I play that course a lot. I'm on those bridges. It is all rock. I mean, and Tyler and the guys have repaired and piecemeal boards over the last few years, but it's, you know, they replace the bad ones, and eventually the good ones go bad. So that's a constant cycle with using wood for a bridge decking. And it, once it's laid, it's never treated or
no, never.
For, so it doesn't surprise me.
I'm going to go over to Wheeler Metal and get prices on grading, and that way we can...
Can't you use fake lumber and decking?
We could do composite.
Yeah.
You can look at, I can do check prices on composite too.
You're not going to get the rigidity out of composite. It's only 7/8 thick as opposed to an inch and a half of womanized or southern yellow pine or anything else. So if you use decking, you would have to put something under it to make it stronger.
Yeah,
if
you put plywood or something under.
Yeah, because the weight of the cart would flex too much between the supports. Because those supports are ways apart.
There's cross members underneath there too that I didn't know was there too. So, but yeah, you're going to have a lot of flex with it. I figured if we could do like a 3/8 mesh, steel mesh over the top of it, because you're going to carry most weight to the outside rails where the golf cart tires are anyway. Then you could do it with fender washers so that way it flexes. And you don't have to worry about the metal bowing up or anything. He'll move with it.
I'll be curious to see the price as compared to a standard 2x6 decking that's on there now. Is it a big increase or is it minimal?
I'll do some price. I'll get all the measurements off it. Because right now it's going to take 144 2x10s. So
144.
To do all four bridges.
What are those, 4 feet wide or 5 feet?
Six. I think it's 6 foot wide. Because they hang over past the rails a little bit.
Okay.
So I'll get some price.
Well, I'm talking about that water leaks. We had, you know, we did that in the town I was at. And we had a 75% loss in our water. We went through and we had the firemen go out and we ran those water. We see where the, from here to here, to see if we had any leaks, how much water was going in, how much water was coming out. And we finally, we got it down to 35%, but we never did get it completely down.
Yeah.
But we found out later that the lift station, because we moved to the sewer lagoons and stuff, were a mile out of town. Mm-hmm. So we had lift stations
that
one massive one that pushed all that water out there. And what we found was that there was a lot more, they couldn't measure the water that was going, because they actually had to put water into that to keep it flowing so it goes out. So we found out we never were able to function how many gallons of water were running in there that were running to the sewer lagoon. So I think a lot of that wasted water was coming out of a big lift station. That lift station was what, 15, 18 foot deep and biggest around as from here to deal, I mean, it was big.
20 foot.
Yeah, 20 foot ring, so I think that, you know, but we, that's the way that we did it, the firemen did it. So I don't know exactly what this outfit's gonna do and how they're gonna do it, but certainly, that's a pretty massive water leak.
Yeah.
We're losing 80% of these millions and millions of gallons. No wonder our water bills are so high.
Yeah. Chemicals and electricity.
When do they think you're coming? You're gonna call?
We just set it up today, telling them that we're ready to do our scan, so we'll have a, hopefully we'll have a confirmation or even done by the next meeting.
Something pretty quick. Okay.
All right, sorry for prolonging.
Okay. All right. Fraction items, new business. Do I have a motion to discuss approve the first reading of regulation 2026-R3 golf tournament fees?
I make a motion to discuss and approve the first reading, discuss regulation 2026-R3 golf tournament fees.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, moving to second. Open up for discussion. I'm going to turn it over to Rich, since you met, you had a kind of a mini working group on this with some key players, correct?
Yep. So it was a meeting with me, Mark Mesty, Barb, who's here, and then the Trahans. And basically, we just decided to do a flat rate instead of all the extra stuff. So we eliminated B, Section 1, B completely, Section 1 completely, and Section 2, 3, 4, 5, all that completely, which was the $2,000 mark and all that stuff. And we just mainly made it basic. It's just going to be a $45 per person charge for the people putting on the tournament. And then the people putting on the tournament will get credit to use back towards their drinks and stuff at the day of the tournament. So if they're putting on a tournament and they buy four cases of beer and they have 50 people there, they get that $5 per person to pay to go back towards the purchase of their beer that they buy from the tournament. And so it's just pretty basic. The nine hole, we didn't touch it at all because mainly all the only tournaments at the nine hole is league play anyway. I mean, we haven't had a tournament at the nine hole in years. But if we do, we'll just figure that out. We'll probably just do, it'll be the same thing, $45 per person or anything.
Well, funny you mentioned that, because I'll just him to, and correct me, but Mark, correct me, you were there, right? Or you were there.
Yeah.
It was Monday.
For Monday, yeah. And they talked about having, or trying to plan out that 4th of July
tournament, yep,
on the nine hole.
And they did. They talked about it, and as soon as they brought it up, I was like, great, I didn't touch that, so.
Well, can we,
Yeah, and see, here it's five per property owner and 15 per non-property owner, and we're not going to charge them $45 to put on a tournament at the nine hole. So, depend on what tournament they want to do, we might just stick to it, the 5 and the 15 at the nine hole. It's not a deal breaker, by no means, I don't think.
Having read through all of this, my question is, how did we arrive at $45? We were at 20 by regulation. It was raised to 25 last year, I believe. And now it's going to be proposed to be 45. And I'm wondering, mathematically, how did they arrive at 45 as opposed to 35 or 30 or 41?
So we based it off of the fire tournament mainly is what we based it off of. And by raising it, by getting rid of all the other fees and just doing $45, it was going to raise your entry fee by $10. It's always going to raise your entry fee for your tournament play.
Well, okay, so you say the fire department tournament, which I've played several times, it's always more than 50 participants.
Mm-hmm.
So they get a $10 credit, so that $45 goes to $35?
It's for the, not, it doesn't go for the golfers. It goes towards the people putting on the tournament. So when you go, and I go up there and I say, okay, I want to put on a golf tournament. And they're like, great, how many people are you expecting? I say, I'm going to expect 100 people to play in this tournament. And I'm going to charge them $100 a person to play in this tournament. So then they take and they pay us our $45, and they're still clearing their $55 for their tournament because they're charging $100. So then we get 100 people and we're going to give them $10 a person credit, say, okay, I'm gonna buy 50 cases of beer through you to supply the people at my tournament to drink. And they're like, okay, so you get your price of 50 cases of beer, and then when it's all said and done, if you have 100 people at $10 a person, we credit you back, the person put on the tournament, that amount of money to go towards your beer purchase.
$1,000.
Yeah, so you're getting your beer purchase at that cheaper amount. Or if you cater, if we cater it, you get that amount of money back towards you. You're still playing the tournament as you sign up to play the tournament. You're still paying your $100. You're playing your tournament. This is just for the people putting on the tournament.
Okay.
So it's benefit for the people putting on the tournament
so
to help them out.
So the fire department or the Elks Lodge, they'll get that $100 or $10 per person back.
They're getting that credit back, so that way when they charge
they
you...
do their beer or whatever.
Yep. So when they're getting $55 a person, you know, then plus they're getting their credit, so that's just more money in their pocket to go towards their, whatever they're doing for their tournament.
Right, or if they're doing a fundraiser or something.
Yep.
So then they can...
That might, yep, that might just stays in their pocket for their fundraiser.
That's
how we came up, because we based it off of the firemen's tournament, and it was only got raised at $10 for each person. Wasn't it $10, something like that? $10 per person. They're like, we usually charge 85. It's going to go up to 100.
They usually charge 75.
Okay,
yeah,
so it's going to go up to 100.
Yeah,
25.
Have to be 25.
Yeah.
It will.
And then you and the Trahans were present?
Yep.
And what was their reaction to this whole scenario?
This whole meeting went very well.
Because being on this side of the tournament, I play them, I don't understand that side of the table as to their profitability of having a tournament, but whatever we do, I don't want to inhibit them from having a successful and profitable tournament. And they agreed to it because they put on tournaments, they know the ins and outs of it.
That's why they pushed for the credit. I mean, we were going to get rid of the credits and everything, and they're like, no, let's have credits back. And we're like, yeah, okay, fine. You pay $45 flat rate, you charge your whatever you want for your tournament play, we'll credit you back. So.
Okay.
And so for Mark put it on tournaments for us, for Heisen run tournament. What are our Heisen tournaments that we do?
Be the same.
Yeah.
But that's my point. So it's not. It's this would we get that. I don't know what tournaments we put on though. I guess that's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
Do we put on any tournaments for Heisen?
Not Heisen alone. It's always for a foundation or for something that's.
Is that because we're not allowed to, or should we? I mean.
Well, we're allowed to. I mean, we can put on our own tournaments all we want.
Oh, he used to have 15 to 20 a year here.
Because I guess that's where I'm going. I used to hear that that's how we help make our dreams profitable.
It's tournaments.
Yeah. And so therefore, I know we're talking about some of our other organizations.
If Mark wanted to take and put on a tournament, three tournaments this year, I mean, he can charge whatever he wants for an entry fee. We're not going to charge him for it because it's our own in-house stuff.
Right.
Well, the marketplace will bear out what it's worth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody here is used to playing tournaments and what they're used to paying. And if it's outrageous, nobody's going to sign up.
Yeah.
So it has to be, you know, in line with all the other tournaments. And it's usually $75 to $90 per tournament. Would you say that, Doug?
Yeah, that's pretty close. Last year we played in four or five of them, like in Springdale, Rogers, Monette, you know, and they were all in that $75 range.
I just like to make sure we're trying to capitalize as Heisen to try and capitalize on.
Well, I think most of the people who play tournaments understand these tournaments are to raise revenue for some charity or a group, and they don't mind paying the money.
And that's another reason why we went $45 is because then we can actually make money off of it, you know, compared to the $20 before, $25.
So in other words, you're not going to have Heisen any revenue if you don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, my next question then is, and this might be a little bit off. Oh, as far as tournament winnings, there's always been this discussion, and we need to deal with it, as to if the Elks puts on a tournament and they have first, second, third, and they pay out $100 for first place, is that 100 cash or is that a $100 certificate to the pro shop?
It's... See,
and I think in the past, and this is the argument that I'm hearing. If it's a large purse, we'll say $300. I don't know what the biggest purse is in a tournament we have here.
Well, you've won. It's at least, yeah, it's at least $100 per person if they win.
Couples tournament, it's the biggest tournament that pays out the most money.
And the point is, they can't spend that much money in our pro shop. We don't have that much merchandise to spend $300, unless you want 19 dozen golf balls. So I guess I'm asking is, are all the payouts, is that up to the tournament people or is it up to Heisen?
That's up to the tournament people. People putting on the tournament decides what their payout's going to be.
And they can decide if it's going to be cash or gift certificates at the restaurant or the pro shop.
Yep. If they want to purchase gift certificates for us to hand out for prizes, that's fine. They have to purchase the gift certificates from us. If they want to hand out balls, they have to buy the balls from us. Then they can use the credit that they get, go
they
towards the balls.
If
the tournament people hand out cash, it's just cash out of their proceeds that they're making.
Okay, so it's not governed by Heisen at all?
Not at all. The only thing we govern is the people that are putting on the tournament for purchase of alcohol, food, and merchandise if they want
to
hand out during the game.
They have to buy that through us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
should be. Okay.
Unless they have sponsors, then the sponsors give them free stuff, and then we don't regulate that at all. So CS Bank say, hey, well, you want to sponsor our tournament? And they're like, sure, we'll give you 100 koozies. They can hand out all them 100 koozies.
We don't regulate that.
We don't regulate that, and we don't have any problem with that because it's free that the CS Bank is sponsoring, so we don't care. Even though we sell koozies, it doesn't affect us for CS Bank to hand out free ones.
The only thing I've ever seen sold at a tournament was the marina trying to take donations for the fireworks show. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why, but they didn't have a four-square swipe thing for cards, so he's having a hard time getting money. And I said, you know, the guys can hire play golf. They don't walk around with a bunch of cash in their pockets. They might have a debit card or something. But that's the only people I've ever seen soliciting money in a tournament was the marina want donations for the fireworks show, which I think is a good idea. It's just he wasn't set up right to do it.
Yeah. But you got people there, and I suppose they took one to take advantage of it.
Yeah. I said, you need some way to swipe credit cards.
We don't have any instruments that you can take out, like, out there and do something like that?
We do, but it's not our responsibility to collect for other organizations that are doing stuff.
That's off the subject, but are we on the hook for the fireworks show this year for money?
No, nope. Marina's all in charge of it now. We didn't give them any money last year either. The first year I was here.
I was thinking we gave them $5,000 the first year?
The first year I was here, I got conned. Well, I got convinced to give money to for the fireworks show. And then we got no publication for it at all, so I no longer contribute to that.
All right, any other, discussion?
Well, to be honest with this thing, it looks very clean. Mm-hmm. It's easy to understand, and maybe it'll do away with a lot of this animosity towards tournaments and the funding of them and how the people get paid or how they pay out. Because it was always an issue with this $2,000 thing.
Yeah, very.
And it was very confusing with all the print and everything in there. It was confusing. Now it's black and white. You come in, you pay by a tournament, you pay $45 a golfer, and that's it.
So, question, if this is approved, this will be the first reading. When is the first?
We have no tournament scheduled for April.
Perfect. So we can have a second reading in April, if we get to that.
So if we have, let's say our entry fee is $100, and that Mark say, you know, Mark gets a tournament for $100, you know, maybe the golf course puts it on. $100 a person. Now, do we have to guarantee, okay, so they say they're gonna have 100 people and we're gonna charge $100, do we have to give them $10,000 in advance? Or do you give them the $10,000 that day?
We settle up after the tournament is over.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah,
somebody asked me the other day. You have to pay that ahead of time.
No, when you come to us and you want to put on a tournament, we're like, great, you can schedule this date. How many people you think? Once your people are through, I mean, the people putting on tournament needs to kind of guess what, how many people they're going to bring in so they know how to charge appropriately. And then once it's all said and done, we count how many people checked in. We send, they settle up that side of it, and of course they get the credits back to help pay for anything else that they purchased. All that's settled up at the end of the tournament.
Okay. When you guys had our meeting, you said you related it to the fire department. You ran the old system with the regulations, then the new one, and it varied by $10?
Yeah, 10 to 20, or 25 bucks, I think, total for the fire, because they were charging 75. And by the $45 rate, it was going to go up. They were going to charge for $100 bucks per person instead of $75. So the person playing in the tournament is going to change $25. But we figured it was only changing $10 per player, but that they just raised it up to a simple $100 entry fee. Okay. If they stick to that number. If they get more players that they think is going to come, they might lower that number too per person. Or they might raise it. You know, that's totally up to the person putting on the tournament.
Well, and one last thing that is related to this is the last time we were together, we talked about having some sort of specials to lower the daily rate. Have you given that any more thought as far as how we can do that mechanically?
Mark, why don't you step up to the podium and tell them what your April rate's going to be. We'll hobble up to the podium.
Yeah, hobble.
There's a whole lot of hobbling around right now.
You do. We're all getting elderly.
Excuse you.
It's been discussed on, for the April special, we would do non-property owners for Monday through Friday, $50 with a cart.
How much?
$50.
Yeah, that's about what the going rate is, around $45 for the car, so that's not all bad. If we had a golf course and water.
You specifically said non-property owner. So what does a property owner pay, just out of curiosity, for a cart and...
He's saying it non-member
based. I know. It's $50 for a cart. So when I'm a property owner and maybe I don't have an annual pass, I want to go golf, what am I paying?
And maybe we should change that to non-member or non-activity card holder.
Answer your question, $72.
That's my point. That is not going to fly.
So we
have to have a property owner paying less or more than.
Okay, and that's why we're talking about this.
And maybe we should change that to non-activity card holder special.
So in other words, you don't have annual.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't have an activity card, if you're going to pay anybody, don't care who you are.
Yeah, exactly. It's a flat rate.
$50 with a card.
Correct.
Monday through Friday.
So it's the same for a non-profit owner.
A weekend, you're going to charge. What are you going to charge on a weekend?
So wait a minute.
Regular price.
$72.
Tax and all would be $77.
$70, that's with the card.
Yes.
Two people with a card.
Yes. Well, that's per person.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that.
With a half,
they're going to get a cart for two people. Two people are going to ride in one cart.
Yes. At $77 a head.
Right.
Yeah.
But the guy, the property or the non-member, is going to pay $50 during the week, and he gets, so if he's by himself, he's going to pay $50. He's going to take half the cart, so he's going to be driving half the cart around.
Yes.
Okay, just as long as we're clear.
Yeah, if the single comes in,
then we know ahead of time, there's no big arguments. Nobody can choose your rear end up one side and down the other. And if you, we don't, I didn't know anything about this, the sales tax thing.
Yeah.
Until I talked to Randy about it. And I didn't realize you guys changed anything until I read the regulation right now.
Okay, so we have a special for
May? Probably 55. And then June going back to regular. That way we can calculate what we did in April this year, if there's a change from April of last year.
Well, there's got to be a lot.
Increases.
Got to have a weather factor in there too. What did it do for weather last year?
It rained like crazy.
Well, so... Yeah, it's going to be a big increase.
But we got to start somewhere.
Yeah. I think we got to start that rate. You know, Hassfield or any of those other people are not charging $75, or not charging $80 or $74, whatever it is.
$77.
They're not charging that much money to play. You could go up there right now and get a cart and everything for $45 all summer.
I understand that.
And their golf course is a heck of a lot better shape than ours. The greens are like carpet. The fairways got grass on them, and they're watered.
Well, I have nothing to do with that.
Is this special price going to change monthly? How are you going to do this?
Through the newsletter and on my POS system.
So no. Yeah, but I'm saying you're going to have a special every month?
April and May we are.
As of right now, just April and May. So we can pull numbers, see what it looks like.
Because then we're supposed to look at next year's, we're planning on looking at next year's rates, amenity rates, what, in July or August. So this would hopefully give us some numbers on whether we actually see any changes in attendance, if you will, for the lower rates.
So when we have a whole lot of people coming here, then we're going to charge more money. So we're going to also have more money people.
Well, that's kind of the point. That's kind of why I recommended this special. Because we would then be able to hopefully see an increase in numbers.
But you can go to any course around here, they're not charging that kind of money.
Right. I guess I'm not following you. I'm just saying I agree with this lowering the fees.
I do too, but I think it ought to be, we ought to lower the fees every month. We ought to have a special every month, not just, so in the real busy months, we're going to turn away all those people to call up, say, for $72 or whatever, and they're going to do what they've normally been doing, is hanging up.
Okay,
so we're not really benefiting anything from that.
We're not saying that there could not be a special. We're just saying, as of right now,
we just
are able to make
the
June go back to normal, because depending on the numbers, if your numbers increase highly, you're obviously going to think about doing another special.
Right. Anything is subject to change.
Right.
If April and May run real good, we could possibly go down in June. I don't have to stay full price June, July, and August. We can discuss this again and bring it down. Nothing's set in stone.
Especially on daily rates.
It sure seems to be.
Well, I just think.
Well,
and I was
misunderstood
because he's more versed on it than I am. But I'd like to see the volume increase, and I think that's tied to the price.
I think it's also tied.
So are we shooting ourselves in the foot by raising it back up on the weekend when everybody's off work? And we're saying, well, because you're off work today, we're going to jack the price by $27. And I'm wondering if we should just leave the rate where it is for the weekends as well and just deal with the volume of people.
That is the BOC's decision, not mine.
Yeah.
I wonder if we
collect $200 for a foursome.
The main.
Let's say we have 10 extra, that's $2,000. That's $2,000 in one day that we were passing up before.
I'm just voicing my opinion.
Yeah, and I totally agree. The main purpose for this April May special is to get a baseline of attendance of people that come in, so that way we can start discussing in July the amenity fees for 2027. We want to mainly get the prices down with these promotions, so that way we know how it looks, so we can start discussing the amenity fees for 2027 if we want to drop them completely to $55 all year long.
Okay.
And then next year, if we want to have an April May special, we can drop it even more. You know, for off season, bring more people in. Usually during the promotions, you do a Monday through Friday because on the weekends people are here and they're more than likely going to pay the amount no matter what if they want to play. And that's our only thought of it. So
I'm kind of on Randy's side on this only because we don't want it, the people that are working and want to come to our course for the first time. If the only time they come is on that higher weekend. And that's the only price they actually see, then that we may have just lost them as a future.
Well, and I was just thinking of something else, is that when somebody comes and they pay $50 and they're from Springdale or wherever they come from to play, upon leaving or even when they register, maybe they should get a certificate for when they come back. They can play again for $50. If they like the course, they'll come back.
And I don't have any objection running the whole month of April, $50 for the cart. I don't have any objections to that.
I'd just like to see what happens if we do that. If we come up with 9,000 golfers, we go, wow, we made a mistake, but...
And if we do a full month, that might give us a better study for 2027's adjustments.
I actually am in favor of the full month aspect, and I thought about this, and I thought it was going to be a 2 month special where you didn't necessarily just leave the numbers are they are. Whatever the rate was, just go April and May special, and that way by June and July or June and, we're prepping.
And when we look at May, we can do another special for May at the exact same price.
And I don't think we ought to judge it on a month, just 1 month, and say, okay, I think we ought to go that, like you said, a couple, 2 months before we do any changes. And we say, oh, $50 for 2 months to see how it works. If we get more people coming and they don't hang up on the phone and they come to our place and we make $2,000 extra a week, and that's easy enough to do. I think a lot of golfers, you know, I golf almost every day, but I can tell you, I was out there last night practicing after the golf course closed at 4 o'clock.
And you signed in.
There were people coming in that wanted to play golf. And the clubhouse is closed at 4 o'clock. I've never heard of a clubhouse closing at 4 o'clock.
What are the other clubhouses? How late are they open? Other courses? I don't know.
6, 7 o'clock in
it. Let's go for this, yeah. Sorry.
We have somebody at the problem.
Nicole's got to get back to work, so.
We need to get back on topic. We need to get back on topic because Nicole.
If we can do the vote and then you guys can discuss more later, but I've got to get back to work. So if we could get the regulation voted for, then you guys can continue the discussion, is what I'm asking, if possible. Since the tournament is what we're talking about, the tournament fees.
I made the motion to approve the resolution.
I will second the motion.
So it's been moved and second.
We'll call vote.
Do I have to read it? This is regulation. I think we need to read it.
Yep, read it. At least, yeah.
Should've read before my discussion, but for the record.
I think you just read the first couple lines and that's it. I don't think you need to read this whole thing.
Yeah.
Title only.
Will the secretary please read the regulation by title only?
Regulation number 2026R3, a regulation amending certain portions of Chapter 5, amenity privileges of the Code of Regulations of the Holiday Islands Suburban Improvement District.
Thank you. And will the tech secretary please take a roll call vote?
Commissioner Reagan.
Yes.
Commissioner Rocher.
Yes.
Commissioner Stitt. Yes. Commissioner Pinkley.
Yes.
Commissioner Rapp.
Yes.
The vote is unanimous. First reading has passed. And Rich will schedule his quick make sure it's on the agenda for our next regular session.
Yes.
Any commissioner comments? And then I know you've got to take off.
Yeah, I've got to.
Any commissioner?
I'm confused as to what we're doing with the special.
Okay, going back to the special. I know that our regs actually say that, Rich, I know you say the VOC, but our regs specifically say that you can work with Mark and actually set a special, but on my recommendation, and I think, or what my stance is just keep it a couple months, in April, May, to include weekends at whatever that rate you think you want to target for the golf cart. And my only other thing is what I mentioned earlier, it cannot be property owner versus non-property owner rate. It needs to be the same for both. If you're not, it's a non-activity
cart. You're going to say $50 for 7 days, weekends and all.
Yeah,
I think that's
and we can just announce it as non-member April special. $50 with a card.
Non-activity card holder.
Yeah. Because if you have an activity card, you're not going to pay anyway.
You're not going to pay. Right.
Exactly.
But,
you've already paid.
Yeah.
You already paid. But that way, we're not saying non-property owner versus property owner.
Right. I think that's one way to get some volume is set the price at $50 for a couple months and see what happens.
And then we'll have statistics.
What we're going to do is we're going to write an April special, April promotion special. And then when it comes May, we'll take and we'll do a May promotion. It might be exactly the same, but we're going to base it off month after month after month. So that way the newsletter comes on there.
I think in the afternoons, because we're there almost every day. And at 3 or 4 o'clock, there isn't already a soul on the golf course. Mm-hmm. And if we could get the people to get off work and come play golf, and we make another, you know, there's not very many people. I mean, well, I was practicing on 9 and 10 after we got done at, well, I don't know, 3:30 yesterday. I went over to 9 and 10 to chip and putt it for, or not 9 and 10, but 18 and 9 for at least 2.5 hours. Well, I think I probably had to get off the green maybe 3 times. Nobody came on number 9, but there was a people finishing up on 18. I always watch for them, and when they come up to that top of that hill, I get off.
Do we have a twilight hour?
We do. And for the month of April, twilight starts at 3. It was at 2. Now that we're another hour later, twilight starts at 3.
Which is no more night, because you've got more daylight.
Right.
So, and what's the twilight rate?
22. 25.
I'm happy with that.
I think we, you know,
Mark, do you think people, when they call you now and you say $50, they're going to be satisfied?
I believe they'll be satisfied with that.
Well, they won't hang up on you anyway.
No.
Okay.
No. And that's how we kind of came up with this, with what people are charging around close to us. That's how we came up with this.
Well, we definitely have to be within the marketplace of what our competitors are doing, and that's Cassville and Berryville.
We have to be good at
horses.
Some people came up, we were on 9 the other day, and some people come off 18. They're all upset. The guy asked us, there were 4 of us there, no, yeah, 5 of us. And the guy asked us, do we have a greenskeeper? And I said, yeah. And they said, well, yeah, I'll talk to that guy. And he pointed at me. So they come over and they said, you got a greenskeeper? Yeah, we got a greenskeeper. I said, Daddy, you guys have water out here? Yeah, we have. I said, you're not using it. I mean, they were not very happy with the way the course was. And it is a big problem. I mean, this guy, I haven't seen the water on all the greens yet. Yesterday was the first day that I've seen 2 or 3 greens that were watered. Some of the greens weren't. You can't even get a tee in the tee box.
Back to a comment about our golf and your getting this promotion going, our electronic sign. Are we getting any kickers on the advertisers?
Yeah, there's a lot of different activity going on it. She's selling them. I couldn't give you exact numbers on it.
There's signs all around. I mean,
it seems like every time I go by, there's something new on it. So.
Yeah.
I mean, ads that people pay for.
Mm-hmm. I don't have numbers, but I'm going to head up there here in a little bit, and I can talk to her about it.
I'm just curious. I see it in the newsletter, and I just wondered if we're getting any kickers on it. I don't go by it enough to see, and that thing rotates so fast. You
know? Yeah.
Thanks, veterans, or thanks for the firefighters. I don't see anybody staying.
Yeah, it seems like every time I go by, it's always the clock and the temperature.
Yeah.
It's like, is that the only thing up there? But yeah.
And I'm not hearing any more complaints about the intensity. Obviously, we've got to turn down at night.
Yeah, yes, down to 25% at night.
25%. Man, people are crazy about that.
I don't know how anybody, I'm going to buy there one night before we turned it down at midnight just to see what it was. I couldn't see that it was a big problem.
Yeah.
If you're watching the road.
Well, there are people are complaining that where they live, they come in your window.
Well, where does anybody live that sign is coming in the window?
I don't know, you'd have to look it up on social media.
There's no place that would shine into anybody's house.
Well, according to her.
The guy right on the corner has a big fence up, you can't even see it.
He's got an RV there or something.
Huh?
He's parking an RV there or something.
The other guy on the other side has cars sitting there, so he don't have it. And it's a garage on this side. So I think somebody's lying.
Did we get any feedback from the insurance company as far as the well?
We got the bill yesterday, and we sent it right off yesterday as soon as we got it. So now we're waiting on Municipal League to see what happens.
Are we turning on the water on the fairways?
Mm-hmm.
When did we water?
I talked to them yesterday, and they were going to go out there. Tyler was spraying this morning. So then he was, after he got done spraying, he was going to start.
He did not treat the greens for crabgrass. Crabgrass was going this high on them. And, you know, I mean, you got to treat that early in the spring. He didn't do
goose,
it.
Goose grass.
What's the liability on the pump?
Liability? What do you mean?
Or deductible?
How much? Yeah, how much are we out?
25,000, right?
Well, if, since it's through municipal league and we had lightning strike insurance, we're, our deductible is probably 10 grand. But I don't know how much of it is going to actually be covered by insurance, because Mr. Pump sent the whole price, the breakdown of everything that the lightning strike caused, and then all we can do is hope that municipal league says, okay, you're good, or we're going to cover this, this, and this, and you're responsible for the other part.
What was the total bill?
157. 157, 600.
Wow. It's whatever the insurance company decides they want to pay.
Yep. And that's not including the $5,000 for the control box and the $2,000 for the sprinkler heads. Which we also submitted that stuff to. So now it's just them.
Have they fixed those?
No, because we haven't ordered them parts yet, because we're waiting to see what municipal league's going to give us for that. So
there's a hole right alongside the cart path on number 9, or not number 9, but number 17. About that deep, the head, they dug that head up, and last year sat there all summer with.
That's the head that got mellowed down from.
They have the thing dug up, and off to one side, this has been for several months. Here's the sprinkler head laying sideways in there, and nothing's been, and the dirt's all there. Nobody's filled it back in. The one on hole number 16, on number 13, right in front of the greens, they finally covered that one up with rocks and stuff in front of the green, but they left the dirt mounted up there. They took away the shovels the other day, at least. Nobody stole them. And I mean, this is a joke. Right in front of the green, almost every time I played, somebody out of the foursome has hit that mess, and it just stops their ball.
Yeah.
It's dead in front of the green. I mean, you'd think a guy would have enough common sense as a greenskeeper to fix those kind of things. This course is a mess.
Is there any other commissioner comments?
Wires sticking out of the ground all over.
I'd make a motion we retire this thing.
Okay. One second.
That's been moved in a second. All in favor of adjournment? Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Aye. Well, okay, this meeting is adjourned.